वंदेहं
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 3rd of February, 1976, in Mayapur, India.
Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hidyajana. If somebody has got this opportunity to take birth in India, Bharatvarsha, he is the right person to distribute real knowledge, paropokar. Otherwise, there is darkness. In so-called transcendental meditation, go to the Himalaya and go to the forest. We are not interested in all this nonsense. Our only business is to spread Bhagavad Gita as it is, door to door, town to town, city to city. We are not going to seclusion. But as I say, this is professional bluff. I'm going to the Himalaya, I'm going to the forest. Prahlad Maharaj condenses, these are professional bluffs. Or they may be sincere, but still they are trying for their own salvation. Prahlad Maharaj says, I'm not interested in that. I am interested for everyone's salvation. Everyone must go back to home. That is Vaishnava. Not that for my own salvation I go to Himalaya or in the forest, and transcendental meditation, nonsense. We are not interested in those things. These things are for Ajitendriyana, those who are not able to control the senses, they make this business, transcendental meditation and secretly doing all nonsense. The whole thing is transcendental meditation. Yeah. Mahesh Yogi. They are doing all nonsense and advertise we are transcendental meditation.
They openly advertise that if you do transcendental meditation, then you can do your business better, you can have better sex life.
You can do your sense gratification process. Janamaitanadi grihame tucham. What is condemned by Prahlad Maharaj, that this kind of happiness is must have a minimum and insignificant. Tucham. Tucham means very insignificant. It is just like eating between the two hands, and after the result is misery. Yes. Ivadukkha-dukkha. Sitpanta-neha-kripana-bahu-dukkha. They know it. That after this enjoyment of eating sensation, there will be so much trouble that they are not satisfied again and again. Bahu-dukkha-bhaya. Begetting one child, you see, is going on. No shame. That is it. No shame. In Western countries, they are learning. I have seen in Los Angeles Beach, they are having sex. Open. Just like these birds are beasts. Sipantani hakripana bhudukkava. They are trying to make birth control. Why? Bhudukkava. Are they silly, illicit or legal sex? The after result is very miserable.
It seems that as a country, India's got the best chances for becoming fully Krishna conscious again.
Yeah. Everywhere, sir. Krishna does not say for India.
I mean, for first.
No, that is not. You are making Western countries. Krishna is not limited anywhere. But in India, they have got the facilities. But they are becoming rascals. So they are not taking the facility. The facility is there. And they are everywhere, especially in India. You see everywhere, every day the sunrise. So beautiful. In Western countries, some places, sometimes, But here you'll find every day. That is the question. This is Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhurbhuvah Svah Svah Varanam Bhargava. We want this facility is in here. You get sufficient sunlight, and with sunlight you keep very healthy and happy. That facility is here.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, last night you were saying the sun is moving. We can see the sun has just come up and is moving across the sky.
Yes.
So what do they base their statement that the sun is stationary?
Yes.
They have no basis in
that. They see one thing and say, speak another. That is Askal. That Chakshuresa Samidasakalam Grahana Raja Samasa. Yasasya Savidasa Raja Samasta Sudamati Asesateja. Asesateja. Unlimited temperature and light. They have studied. This is Asesateja. If they have studied the quality of the sun, how they can say something wrong about the movements. That is also right. Jashagaya Brahmati Sang Vridakara Chakra Govindavahi Guram Tamam. This is the Brahmati. Never discuss. Thira. Fixed time means Thira. Das Thira. Brahmati Sang Vridakara Chakra. And that is also, that movement is also within the time limit fixed up by Krishna. Morning, 6:30, get up. Yes. You cannot stop it. Krishna's agya. It is the order of Krishna. You stop it, you scientist. You make it conveniently. Not 6:30, make it 8. Can you do this? You rascal, you are claiming scientist. Just Shanta. It is only by his order. You ask him to rise from this side. Why from this side? Is there any scientist? Can change? Why are they claiming that there is no God? Huh? What is the answer? Just Shanta, there is some arrangement. What is their answer? Jagadish Prabhu, what is the answer?
There's no... we don't see how God is working.
God is working. Just Sadhya, Brahmati. Just by his order, right? Why don't you see God? It is not your order or your scientist order. Somebody's order. That is God.
There doesn't seem to be any meaning.
What is the meaning?
There is no meaning.
What is the meaning?
It's just evolution. There's no meaning. What's the meaning?
I do not follow what is the meaning. The sun is rising 6:30. Exactly at the time. So there is no meaning?
Well, we can't tell what the meaning is.
That is that because you are rascal, you do not know. You learn it. One who knows the meaning. Sadvijnana thumsa guru meva vigacche. You are fool, rascal, how can you know the meaning? You must have to go to the real person.
Who knows?
Guru. Therefore we go to Guru. Tasmat gurum prapadrita jigyasu se uttama. One who is actually serious about inquiry, he must go. Gurum prapadrita. Must surrender to Guru. Therefore there is Guru. Adur Gudbasam, if you know, want to know, first of all, take shelter of Guru. That is in there.
Then we will ask, how do we know who is really Guru?
That is another rascal now. You see how others are taken, Guru, Parampara system. You are rascal, you will play so many questions, but the answers are already there. Evam Parampara Praptam. Guru is he who knows Krishna, who explains Krishna, that is Guru. Otherwise, not Guru. Anyone who is Krishna conscious, who knows Krishna, he is Guru. Otherwise, all rascals. Why should you go to Yadaskar? Immediately you can understand his guru, who has fully surrendered to Krishna. Radhas, they are all rascals. Namang viskidunam mura prapadyanti nara. Who has not surrendered to Krishna, he is under these four groups. Viskitino, mura, naradhama, maya apurthaga. They may talk of so much knowledge, but they are rascal fools, because they have not surrendered to Krishna. All the mayavadis, they are all rascals. They have not surrendered to Krishna. This is the test. Why don't you take lesson from Bhagavad Gita? He is good. One who has surrendered to Krishna, one is servant of Krishna, he is good. That is the test. If you want to select a guru, you have to see whether this person is fully surrendered to Krishna. Then he is guru. What is the definition of guru? Why don't you read all this? Why you remain fools and rascals? Why we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar ek guy guru hoye. You become a guru. How? Jare dakhutare ka Krishna. That's a guru. Why don't you see all these instructions? And you are presenting yourself as following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Answer. Why you remain fool and rascal? If you want to remain fool and rascal and question, that is not very good. You must know who is guru. And you say, I do not know who is guru. Why? What is the answer? Guru is defined by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are chanting daily, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Advaita. Take the lesson. Otherwise, why you are praying? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. You rather glorify Hitler and Mussolini. Make them guru. Everything is there. You cannot say that I do not understand. You don't understand means you do not take. What is it? All right?
Yes. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions of Bhagavad Gita. You are giving one version of Bhagavad Gita, but there are so many versions.
If you can learn one, then your life will be successful for many thousand years. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand one verse of Bhagavad Gita, then you understand everything. This is the meaning. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti.
I remember once you said, Srila Prabhupada, that it took Arjuna less than 45 minutes, he understood. But for us, it is taking, for materialistic men...
45,000 years. Yes. Therefore, Muras. An intelligent man can answer, understand everything in a minute. And if he is a fool rascal, even 45,000 years he cannot understand. We are giving the best service to the whole world, trying to make them educated in this account.
Very curious. What is the power and mystery of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada? How he's doing so many things, but yet he does not appear like these other yogis who are like Sachi Sai Baba, who's making magic.
Why? Because they have no eyes. As Sachi Sai Baba has so many properties all over the world, he's creating gold. Has he got so many properties? One property like this? I started this business with 40 rupees, now it is 40 crores. Has this rascal has any property like this?
He's producing ashes.
Just like Yogi Bhajan came, remember Srila Prabhupada in Berkeley, and he said, I am simply here to try and understand how you are doing so greatly, how you are acquiring, opening so many temples. He said, I simply come to try and understand that point, to learn your secrets.
Nowadays, all these yogis and swamis are going. Even that blind, sensitive person
from Gangeshwaran,
he also went. But he coming back, he's disappointed. Nobody took care of him. Although in India, he's known as a great sensitive person. They have no asset. They have no Krishna. Therefore, they are beggars. Janglabdha chaparang labham mannate nadikam tatha. If one gets Krishna, then he gets everything.
Therefore, we pray Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
Not Vishnu Padaya, Vishnu Padaya.
Vishnu Padaya.
The Prabhupada and Vishnu Padaya is same thing. Vishnu is Prabhu. Prabhu Vishnu Vena. They say like that. Who says that?
Oh, that how they are trying to understand your powers?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, in one college I was lecturing in Kansas. Some students came to me. And they said, we are amazed. They were disciples of this one, I cannot remember his name. Mm. And they were asking me, how your guru has got some power. We are trying to understand.
Yeah.
I told them, yes, even we may be unwilling, still we are forced to serve Krishna by His grace and mercy.
And even the students are asking, that means it has become widespread.
Mm.
And the small boys are asking, they are also studying. So what he did not say, you are asking why he has become so famous, and still you do not say more than other devi. You are asking this person, how he has become. That means he has already become more
yes.
than. So why are you asking this question?
Srila Prabhupada, I think you are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh.
Huh?
You are the only real resident of Bharatvarsh. No one else has fulfilled that.
At least historically it is true. Because of envy of my godbrother. I was known, although then, you know, the Prabhupada liked me very much. Because I am grihastha, yeah, I was known as pacha grihastha. Pacha grihastha is a rotten grihastha. And now they say this grihastha has come out more than us. What is it? Sridhar Maharaj is chief disciple.
Gauram.
He only used to say to Sridhar Maharaj, that you are saying, however, was grihastha, but he is more than many yogis. He was telling.
Even before.
When I was grihastha, they were my tenants. So, and he used to say.
He saw you in your
activity. Yes, he said that, Maharaj, you are saying he is grihastha, he is more than many yogis. He used to say that word.
Yes, good sentiment.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, kiva vipra kiva suddha nasikanava. Jai Krishna tattva yata. It doesn't matter whether one is grihastha or sannyasi.
You always said serving the greatest.
Yeah.
From great.
A big man's son squanders money and the father pays. Similarly, if you become pure devotee of Krishna, the father will spend money. Why do you care? Where from money?
Just like Srila Prabhupada, you had dined upon, print $50,000 in books.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yes. I gave him $5,000. And I ordered him 52,000. And I told him, money will come. He said that 5,000 he is giving advance, money will come. So they immediately published Krishna book, $40,000 worth.
And they told me, Srila Prabhupada, later that was the first time in the history of their company that they would ever make any such concession.
They told?
Yes. They were Mr. Ogata and Mr. Kugimoto. Somehow, by his... He's such a great man, His Divine Grace. Somehow,
We accepted. They were surprised.
Remember when he went?
They were mystified by you, Prabhupada.
Then when I was coming back from America at that time, I came back to Japan for this purpose. At that time, you are in charge.
Yeah. Your dealings with them were very memorable.
How we agreed. That's all right.
And whenever I would see the president, that one meeting you had with him, whenever I would see the president after that, he would always ask me, how is his divine grace? How is he feeling? And where is he?
I challenge him. You are Buddhist? Yes. You are eating meat? Yes. What is this? That was my first talking with him.
They were wanting to talk business for a long time. You were simply preaching to them.
That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Kaji. His first question was that what kind of religion you are following, you are killing your father and mother? This was the beginning of the talk. What kind of religion it is? How is that? I am killing my father and mother. Yes, cow is your mother and bull is your father, you are killing them. The bull is giving you grains by working in the field, and the mother is giving you milk, and you are killing them. This was his first question. So this is a civilization of killing father and mother. All over the world, they are killing bulls and cows. In England there is law that you can maintain a cow, but you cannot maintain a bull. It must be killed. Yes? When I was a guest in John Lennon's house, the manager in charge was telling me, "This is, you cannot keep bull. This is our law." I learned from him.
Only for breeding purposes. All the rest are killed.
This is law in England? So you cannot keep even bull private. Must be killed. This is the law. This matter, bull will not supply milk, so there is no use. It must be killed. Otherwise, they are ferocious animals. They have made this law. The cows may be given some time to be killed, but the bulls should be killed immediately. This is the law.
Nor do the farmers actually want to keep them anyway.
No.
They're useless animals.
They're simply expensive. Here in India, they know how to utilize bulls for transportation, for plowing, and so many other things.
Such a shortage of fuel, but there's no shortage of fuel with a bull?
No, rather it will supply you goa, fuel. Whatever you will eat, it will give you a fuel.
Return.
Yeah, return.
But now the government is trying to teach the people that they should buy tractors and kill the cows.
Huh?
They want to make tractors popular.
Huh?
And then
kill the bulls.
They are criticizing us because in our Goshala we maintain the male cows.
No, and our Hari case was attacked by a bull and he was taken.
Yeah.
And also the doctor was criticizing. If you have killed the bulls, then this condition would not have come to you.
Karma.
No. There would have been no accident because this, you know that?
I heard about the accident.
There was an accident and he was taken to hospital. So he was advised, because you do not kill the bulls, therefore this is an accident. As if without killing, by killing the bull, there is no accident. And they do not size the accident by motor car. Better bulls. Accident will be there. But this is going to be a lawn?
Yes. It will have flower bushes and tulsi around after the construction. Botanical director suggested that on the one end, you make a little
type amber covering of a vine so that your divine grace could sit there and give lectures from there.
Yes.
And the devotees can sit on the lawn.
Yes. Very nice.
That's so gigantic and sublime. And we met the Kapoor Thakur on the gate. How foolish they are. Doorkeeper.
I challenged them that why are you putting Bhaktivinoda Thakur at the gateway? So they say, well, this was in memory because when Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate, then he used to go there and he used to watch the local people do some sports and horse racing and things. And so as memory, they're making there.
So you are so intelligent. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was not so intelligent that he could place. But you are so very intelligent. You are surpassing Bhaktisiddhanta. So you are intelligent or a fool? You should answer like this.
Jumping over.
Yes. He could not understand why Bhaktivinoda Thakur should be placed. You have understood. You are so intelligent, over intelligent. That means rascals. Over intelligent means rascals. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he remained so many years and he could not understand. You have understood to make Bhaktivinoda Thakur a gatekeeper. Tell him next time, honey, that you are over intelligent.
Yes, Saki Babu, he is there.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Oh, so that means he has not shown respect to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, disgraced.
Now the government is saying that they have to knock down those temples because of the encroaching on the roadside.
What was your Guru Maharaj's plan for where he... What? I don't understand. I mean, did your Guru Maharaj want a...
Bhaktivinoda Thakur statue was there.
So why it was...
Because it was there. My Guru Maharaj never tried to bring him here.
So what happened?
Huh?
So they did it?
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's picture was there. Not there on the gateway.
In the back.
So they built a structure.
They should have taken away that building which was constructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and placed him there as a separate temple. That red.
Right.
That was constructed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
You mean that school building?
No,
in the back.
Oh. Just on the side of the temple.
Oh, yeah. Old building.
Yeah. If they wanted to show some respect, they should have installed him there.
Just next to the temple. Your Guru Maharaj did not build because there was something already in Swarup Ganj.
Yes.
So why don't they be satisfied?
They are bigger than Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
It's not their position.
Oh, very intelligent.
I remember one time Kartikeya Maharaj was chanting to a picture of Bhaktisiddhanta. You chastised him and said, What is your connection with Bhaktisiddhanta? Your connection is with me.
Who said?
You did. Well, Kartikeya Maharaj said he was chanting to your Guru Maharaj's picture. He said, how you can connect with him? Your connection was with me.